Invitation this evening will be taken from Galatians, the fourth chapter. Galatians chapter 4. The text of Paul's letter to the Galatians is for the purpose of dealing with the misunderstanding that some had concerning the nature of redemption and how redemption is attained. Individuals who are placing their trust in the old law were mistaken in so doing. He mentions that individuals, verse 1, as long as they are children, they do not differ at all from a slave. And so he points out the fact in verse 3 that even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. And so slave to the elements of the world while we were children. And of course the illustration is pointing out the time before Jesus came as contrasted with the time after he has come. So under the old covenant, the law of Moses, they were as children and they were in bondage to the elements of the world. But we're told in verse 4 that when the fullness of the time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son in your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you're no longer a slave to sin. No longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. How grateful we are that the fullness of time came 2,000 years ago. How grateful we are that we live on the other side of that event where Jesus did fulfill God's scheme of redemption for man by dying on the cross and shedding his blood that our sins might be taken away. That Jesus did accomplish victory over death and as the first fruits makes available a means or a way by which we can obtain eternal life after this life is over. We appreciate the fact that the fullness of time has come and we are living in those final days where redemption is found. Something to rejoice in. Knowing that, we must acknowledge and recognize that not everyone is redeemed. And the reason for that is not that God is any respecter of persons. In the previous chapter, he said there is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. We're all one, but we're all one in Christ Jesus. And so if you're not redeemed, it's because you're not in Christ Jesus. We want you to have an opportunity to become one who is in Christ Jesus tonight. And so we offer an invitation to you in that regard. If there's anyone here who needs to respond to the gospel call, we offer ourselves to you now. If there's anyone who is living in such a way as to have faltered and are in need of forgiveness, we ask that you pray to God who is just to forgive you of your sins. If there is anything that we can assist you and encourage you in that regard, we offer ourselves to you as well. So the invitation is extended. We ask that you come. Well, together we stand while we sing.